sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 29 kwenkwezi 2020 nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, ebantwini abahlolwe izolo batholakala belegciwane le-COVID-19 eZimbabwe bakhuphule inani lasebelaleli gciwane elizweni laya kwabalikhulu lamashumi phose amahlanu, 149.
Kodazane yathi ukuthi akunanto kuthiwa i-NDC Alliance. I-Alliance ikhona, i-NDCT iyi-part of i-Alliance, okwasayinwa khona kuthangira esaphila manje sokuphetha umama uKhulu. Into engekhoyo lokhu ababiza be-NDC Alliance Party abadlula icala ngo-2019 kwi-Congress yabeGweru.
Umthethwandaba we-High Court usulahle isicelo sebandla le-MDC Alliance sokumisa ibandla le-MDCT ukuba lixotshise amalunga aleli bandla edalele iphalamende.
Ngazalwa ngo-1990 ngizalelwe esibhedlela sasempilo kwakumhlaka 6 August kuncwaba kasiphela. Ngasuka lapho ngasengisiyafunda eChaunda Primary School. I-secondary education yami ngayenzela futhi eGwanda eManama.
Kuwoza Friday liviki silomculi opheka njalo umculo acule umdumo we-house. Usimbarashe Kodzai owazakala ngegama lakhe lokucula uKOD. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ebantwini abahlolwe izolo batholakala belegciwane le-COVID-19 eZimbabwe abalishumi lasikhombisa bakhuphule inani lasabalaleli gciwane elizweni laya kwabalikhulu lamashumi phose amahlanu, 149. Abantu laba ngabanye babavele emazweni angomakhelwane agoqela eMozambique, South Africa leBrithani abagcinwe endaweni ezishiyeneyo zelizwe kuquarantine. Lokhu kutsho ukuba asebegula lomkhuhlane okwamanje sebesedlula ikhulu, 117, ngoba kusinde abangamashumi amabili lathoba minembili, 28. Kwafa abane. Asebehloliwe kubana bale COVID-19 loba hachi lokhu laqhamukayo eZimbabwe ngombimbitho lonyaka. Sebezinkulungwane ezingamashumi edlula amane, 40,847. Kuthi ke abakolitshini le-John Hopkins University lakwele Melika babika ukubana emhlabeni jikelele asebefunyanwe bele gciwane le-coronavirus sebeyizigidi phose eziyisithupha, 5.8 million. Kuthi asebebulewe yileli gciwane sebezinkulungwane ezedlula ezingamakhulu amathathu lengxenye, 361,066. Kodwa asebesinde kulomkhuhlane sebeyizigidi ezedlula ezimbili, 2.6 million. Emazweni awezwekazi le-Afrika asebefunyenwe bele gciwane leli sebezinkulungwane ezedlula ezilikhulu, 129,565. Labulala inkulungwane phose ezine, 3,790. Kwasinda inkulungwane ezingamashumi edlula amahlanu, 53,414. Kubika abenhlanganiso ye-African Union.
Umsakazo we-Voice of America osakaza kuzwekazi le-Afrika okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa i-satellite SES-5 ku-band le-C-band. Uyenelisa njalo ukusithola ku-Intelsat 20 loba nje siza kuma ekupheleni kukanhlangula ukuyisebenzisa. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obe Facebook ku VOA Ndebele la ku Twitter ku VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Umthethwandaba we High Court usolahle isicelo sebandla le MDC Alliance sokumisa ibandla le MDCT ukubana lixotshise amalunga leli bandla edalele iParliament. ngenyanga edluleyo ibandla le MDCT laxotshisa amalunga edale amane. Isinqumo esethulwe namhlanje sithi ibandla le MDC Alliance alingeke lathi lizimele lodwa phandle kwe MDCT ngoba lingela sisekelo sombuso. Ngalokho ke umthetho ndaba uthe okwenziwe yi MDCT ukuxotshisa amalunga leli bandla ePhalamende kusemthethweni. EMDC Alliance ibikhwezela oludaba emthethwandaba isithi luthoniswe ngesiphangiphangi, kodwa idale lithe akula lutho olukhomba ukuba nalo oludaba lumele lutholiswe ngesiphangiphangi. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lesikhulumele somkhokheli weMDC Alliance, uMnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda, ngalesi sinqumo.
Impi kaPresident Nelson Chamisa inye ibilokhe injalo kayikashintshi ngeyokuthi kulungiswe udaba lokuhlupheka kwabantu kweZimbabwe, njalo ukuthi abantu kweZimbabwe bathole ubukhokheli nobumeli obusuka kibo. Ngalolo hlobo asibona ukuthi kulokho kukhona okuzatshintsha. UPresident Nelson Chamisa wawina amavoti angu-2.6 million. Ulabantu abakhethayo njengomkhokheli webandla, ngalokho kuzaqhubeka ngaleyo ndlela. Udaba lokuthi umkhokheli wabe ngubani asilodaba oluzalungiswa yingumthethwandaba kumbe ngababusayo abathatha ababusayo. Udaba olulungiswa yimi mina muntu engizikhethelayo kuchitha phansi kumbe kuqanda phezulu.
Sizwa besithi sizwa bona labo abecele labo Thokozani Khuphe besithi bazabiza kumbe ukuxotshisa amanye amalungu edale lePhalamende, lithini ngakho?
Abameli bakaZulu edale lePhalamende bakhethwa nguZulu. Ngalolo hlobo uZulu weZimbabwe onguye olilunga lakuqala likahulumende, nguye osekhangelela ukuthi aqale ukuthatha amanyathelo aqondileyo ukulungisa ukubola owelizweleli. Siyazi ukuthi kathesi uhulumende weZanu uzama ukubulala ibandla likapresident Nelson Chamisa ngoba ezama ukuthi abe lokhu entshontsha, njengesiubonileyo ukuthi batshontshe i-$1 million banika batakanothi banike umntaka mnumzana umnangagwa kubonekane lezo zifanele zilungiswe. Njalo omunye umkhokheli ozimiseleyo ukulungisa indawo efana nalezo ngupresident Nelson Chamisa.
Lo ngumnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda, isikhulumeli somkhokheli weMDC Alliance. Njengoba iStudio 7 ingasekeli hlangothi, uChris Gande uphinde waxoxa lesikhulumeli sikaNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe, umkhokheli weMDCT, umnumzana Khaliphani Phugeni, othi bazaxotshisa wonke amalunga edale lePhalamende angafuni ukulandela izixwayiso zebandla labo.
So i-alliance izokhumbula ukuthi bathe bona sebengumhlangano o-separate from i-MDCT, but i-constitution yakhona ayikho. Kodwa naye into engifuna ukuyichazela abalaleli ekhaya ukuthi bangalahleki kulo, i-court ayizange yatsho, even i-supreme court ayizange yatsho ukuthi akunanto kuthiwa i-MDC alliance. I-alliance ikhona, i-MDCT iyi-part of i-alliance, okwathiwa yena khona uba kuthangela esaphila manje sokuphetha umama uKhuphe. Into engekhoyo yilokho abakubiza bethi MDC Alliance Party abadila iqala ngo-2019 kwi-Congress yabeGweru, yiyo ikhothi ethi akunanto enjalo. I-alliance yathana kwakuthangela i-MDCT eyi-part of it ikhona, kodwa le party yakobakiza MDC Alliance yengekhoyo.
Selizathatha sinqumo bani kathesi kulandela lokho okukhulunywa ngumthethwandaba?
Hayi, angithi abantu bazikhethela phela, ngesilungu bayibiza bethi yi-voluntary organization. So ma uvolontile ukuthi wena ufuna ukuba yi-part of us, usuphinda njalo uvolontile ukuthi awusafuni ukuba yi-part of us, akukho nto esingayenza thina yokuthi nje sivume ukuthi awusafuni ukuba yi-part of us.
Okutsho ubana lizaxotshisa na amanye amalunga ebandla le-MDCT asedale lePhalamende?
Laba abathi abasesebandleni lethu phela asizothini kanti, ngoba phela sikwazi ukuthi sigcine abantu. Angeke ngichaze kanti, umuntu ma esiye ephalamende uye ephalamende uyasebenzela abantu beZimbabwe, elandela into ekumthumele ukuthi ayenza thina ephalamende. Manje ma esejika yena ethi akasayifuni ukwenza lokho esimthume khona thina, sizomthuna kanjani? Uzobe esimkhuphe sikela bese sifake umunye esizomthuma alalele into ayithunyiweyo.
UMnumzana Khaliphani Phugeni, isikhulumeli somkhokheli webandla le-MDCT, ubekhuluma lapho leStudio 7 ecingweni ekubulawayo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave, 4930 7270, la ku 9885 kHz ku short wave. Ekuseni kusukela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukela ngo 7 kusiya ngo 9 PM, sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, la ku 4930 6040, la ku 15460 kHz ku short wave.
Uyise womunye wenkokheli yabasakhulayo yesifazane ebibotshiwe yathunjwa lokuhlukuluzwa e-MDC Alliance, uMnumzana Henry Chimbiri, uthumele abezindaba umbiko othi onkosazana Johanna Mamombe, Cecilia Chimbiri loNetsai Marova sebeze bakhululwa ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukuhlawula isibambiso sebail namhlanje. Umthethwandaba kamantshi ohlale izolo unqume uvumela abathathu laba ukubana bahlawule isibambiso sebail. Icala labo ladluliselwa phambili ukuze lithethwe emhlaka 13 Ncwabakazi lonyaka. Imigoqo eza le mvumo yokuhlawula ibail igoqela ukubana bayezibika emapholiseni kanye phakathi kwamaviki amabili lokuthi bahlale kukheli abayiphe abomthetho, icala labo lize liphele ukuthethwa. Okwamanje wothi ngike ngidedele uChris Gande esethulela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Isigaba se-India esisenyakatho yelizwe eseHimachala Pradesh silwisana legcikwane le-coronavirus osokwenze inani labatholwa belegcikwane leli lehle ngokuhlola abantu abaningi lokulonda abangaba bethintane lalabo abatholakala legcikwane. Lesi sigaba silwisana njalo langendlela embi esikhangelwa ngabatholakala belegcikwane leli. Inhlanganiso yeWorld Health Organization yethesa abakubhizimusi lokuthengisa igwayi icala lokusebenzisa indlela zobumenemene ezokuhuga ontanga ukuthi babheme igwayi. Phambilini kwelanga lokukhuthaza ukungabhemi igwayi ele World Health No Tobacco Day, inhlanganiso yeWorld Health Organization isisungule umkhankaso wokukhuthaza ontanga ukuthi bangaqilibezelwa zindlela zokubahuga ukuthi babheme igwayi.
Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje siqhubeka sikhangela umonakalo osudalwe ligciwane le-coronavirus. Kodwa likhumbule zihlobo, ngenxa yodubo lwe-coronavirus asenelisi ukulinxusa ukubana lingene kulolu hlelo ngocingo njengesukwini njengoba sisebenzela emakhaya. Abanini bhizimusi abeZimbabwe beleBotswana sebehlalela evalweni ngemva kwesinqumo sikahulumende walelozwe esokwethula umthetho wokuthi amanye amabhizimusi achiyelwe izizalwane zakweleBotswana kuphela. UMartin Ngwenya weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba eseGaborone kweleBotswana.
Umongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi uthembise ukuthi bazaqinisa uhlelo lokuthuthukisa izizalwane zeBotswana olwe-Citizen Economic Empowerment Act. Umthetho lo uzabhasiswa edale lephalamende ngenyanga ezayo kaNhlangula, ouzadala ukuba amabhizimusi afana lokwakha, awemsebenzi yezandla efana lokwenza amagedi kanye loyokweluka inwele aphume ezandleni zabo kuza. Kulabaningi abeZimbabwe abaqhuba amabhizimusi la kweleBotswana, ngakho ke iningi likhathazekile ngekusasa yabo. UMnumzana Edward Ndlovu yena olebhizimusi lokulungisa okwensimbi okufana lamagedi uthi basevalweni kodwa akukho abangakwenza.
Kula esingakwenza uma kungumthetho which will be passed, kumele sibone ukuthi siza kwenza njani sisiya phambili, noma nje lokho kuzasifaka ebunzimeni ngoba most of the businesses only be reserved for ama locals.
Abanye abafana loMnumzana Andreas Sibanda bathi kumgceke ukuthi akuselula emazweni angaphandle ngemva kokuba iSouth Africa layo ithathe inyathelo elifanayo ngokuthi izakhangela ikakhulu izizalwane zalo kumathuba emsebenzi uma kungedlula umkhuhlane we-coronavirus.
Lokho okwenzakalayo kutshengisa ukuthi ekhaya kumele kulungiswe, into zilunge. asingeke sahlala emzini sohlala emzini kuze kube nini imithetho yabo abayitshintshayo ukunakekela abantu babo ilungile ngoba kutshengisa ukuthi lilizwe elithanda abantu babo
phansi kwalumthetho eleBotswana lithi noma nje lizafaka amabhizimusi athile ezandleni zenzalo yalo abokuza abengaqhubeka njengesebenzi uma bethole imvumo kuhulumende Umnumzana Elvis Moyo ohlala eHaboroni uthi udubo yikuthi imithetho efana le citizen economic empowerment igcina ilimaza abokuza ikakhulu abeZimbabwe
ungawukhangela ezikhathini eziningi into ezifana labo xenophobia they end up affecting us people from neighboring countries ikakhulu abantu abamnyama Akim imithetho le efana naleyo usufake eBotswana is likely going to affect abantu bekhaya
umongameli Masisi uthi kumgceke ukuthi umnotho weBotswana usezandleni zabo ukuza wona obanjwe kakhulu ngabadabuka emazweni afana leIndia kanye leChina aba lokhi bekubhizimusi lezi ezagcinelwa abeBotswana bazavunyelwa ukuqhubeka besebenza kuze kuyefika ekupheleni kwencwadi yelicense yebhizimusi ngingumartin ngwenya oyindaba zestudio 7 ngeSabron kwele Botswana
Kwezemidlalo abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association bathi isizini yomdlalo wenguqu isizahle ihambelane leyamazwe yaphecheya. Yintatheli izindaba yethu yeZemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Isizini yomdlalo wenguqu eZimbabwe ihambelane lokwenzakala kwamanye amazwe lapho imidlalo eqala khona ngenyanga kaNtulikazi siyaphela ngenyanga kaNkwenkwezi ngomnyaka olandelayo. Kodwa isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association uXolisani Gwesela ukuthi lokhu sekungaguquka lonyaka.
Siyakhangalela ukuthi nxa ikhona siphelile lokhu kuzahlinga ngaso isikhathi sokuthi isizini yethu ihambelane leyabanye amazwe esithi ngesikhiwa yi-alignment.
Lokhu-ke kwazanywa eminyakeni edlileyo kodwa kwehlula ngoba inkundla bezisiba ngamaxhaphozi ngesikhathi se Zulu ukwesela uthi kumele abanikazi benkundla bezilungise ukuze zilungele ukudlalelwa loba izulu lisina.
Lolu ludubo esilalo kuma stadium ethu wonke yikho nje sihlala sicela ama council ukuthi balungise ama stadium abo iphele nje ihambe kuhle kuyokuhambe kuhle ukuze nxa singa aligner lamanye ama season akumanye amazwe singabe lodubo lwalo.
Ukuba lesizini eqala ngombimbitho isiyafika emaphethelweni ngolwezi kudala ukuba amaqemba kuleli aphatheka kumidlalo yokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi lase-Afrika athwale nzima ngoba wona engena kulimidlalo ngesikhathi kuhlatshwa ikhefu kweleZimbabwe ikanti amanye amazwe abe evele esephakathi laphakathi kwesizini. Inhlanganiso ye-Confederation of African Football eminyakeni emibili edluleyo iguqule inhlelo zayo ukuze zihambelane lokwenzakala phecheya kolwandle. Ngoba bekusiba lokungazwanani phakathi kwamaqembu aphecheya lamazwe akuzwekazi lase-Afrika phezu kwabadlali ukuba bedlalele bani phakathi kweqembu kanye lelizwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Was a Friday living, silomculi, opheka njalo umculo, acule umdumo warehouse, uSimbarashe Kodzai, owazakala ngegama lakhe lokucula KOD. Asizweni exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Ukupheka nokuhlanganisa iziginci ezijeneyo ukuthi aphume lo mculo ohlakazayo yena ke uthwetshelwe yingwe kondo ngazwelene
ngazalwa ngo-1990 ngizalelwa esibhedlela sasempilo kwakumhlaka 6 August uncwaba kasiphela ngasuka lapho ngase ngisiyafunda eChaunda Primary School isecondary education yami ngayenzela futhi eGwanda eManama kanti ke isicoco sami degree ayithole MSU ngaqalise zokuhlabela ngo-2008 kusukusela khona pho ngahle ngaziphi ibizo KOD ilibizo lami lezomculo
ule Ipedla nate la keeli child chisayo keeti alibiza emotion. Lona limumete ingoma ezilichumi njalo selinge nile kuzulu.
Abantu bakithi umculo bayawuthanda. Bayawuthanda kakhulu ukuthi okwakathesi sikhuluma kunje. Sengisebenza nabe Europe yakhule Portugal. Ngisebenza Fire Satellite. Uleo into engiyenzayo ngenza i-album le kuthiwa nguVemelha ngesiPortuguese. Ayi bayithanda kakhulu leke iwothamelwa ngabantu abaningi. Ikakhulu abadlala amachacho, labanye abahlabelayo abadlala amachacho ababaliso vela bigumbo Fiji, labanye nje abahlabelayo abaningi engeza ke ngabaqamba ngabaphela. Abantu abangi-inspirayo ngabantu abayiza hoho house music, abantu abafana nabo Kanye West, abantu abafana nabo Black Coffee and the likes. So ke kule imiculo engiyenzayo leyi ngisebenza nabantu abaningi, abantu ababalisa omsisi K, abantu ababalisa Mandisa othando labo Fiji njoba nge ngatho.
Bonke abaculi uKOD udinga osekelo kini balaleli njalo ingoma zakhe ziyatholakala sesikhona
KOD_worldwide. Ngithanda ukuthi ngilibonge lonke ebekade linisupport eminyakeni edlulile esikhathini esedluleyo. Ngithanda ukuthi ngiqhube kanti senza njalo. Kulabanye abakade bengangazi njoba selizwile ngami, ye ngingowenu emkhosini njengemtshado, emkhosini njengabo birthday, leminye imkhosi graduation. Ingoma zami zikhona ezilungele, you know, izinto zonke lezo zitholakala endaweni eziningi o iTunes, ama social media nje wonke ziyatholakala.
Usimbaraje Kozai ule studio ngakibo eGobalanda lapho apheka imiculo etshiyeneyo ephathisa abaculi abafuna ukugcinezela eyabo imiculo. Nguye phela u KOD ebesela uhlelo Woza Woza Friday. Ikamara mingi uEzra Chisasibaya.
Isikhathi sethu asavumi balaleli ukuba siqhubekele phambili ngohlelo lwethu, kodwa singakalugqibi lolu hlelo. Wothi isikhangele ebesihamba phambili. Ebantwini abahlolwe izolo batholakala belegciwane le-COVID-19 eZimbabwe, bakhuphule inani lasebelaleli gciwane elizweni laya kwaba likhulu lamashumi phosi amahlanu, 149. Umthethondaba we-High Court usulahle isicelo sebandla le-MDC Alliance sokumisa ibandla le-MDCT ukubana lixotshise amalunga aleli bandla edalele ephalamende. Kuwoza Friday leviki besilo mculi opheka njalo umculo acule umdumo we-house uSimbarashe Kodzai owazakala ngegama lwakhe lokucula elithi KOD. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Olivalelisayo nguPraxedes Jeremiah, ngisithi libe lempela sonto elithukela. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.